Howdy, y'all. It's Shane. Welcome to the In the Blues Tone podcast. This is episode 14, I believe, of the podcast. So a huge thanks to everyone who supports the podcast by commenting on YouTube on guitarpedaldemos.com and who contributes via the forum at intheblues.net. I absolutely appreciate that. If you're watching on YouTube, howdy. So the first thing I wanted to have a chat about is a question I get asked all the time, which is, which guitar should I buy? Or what guitar should I buy? So this is a mixed bag question. It also depends on how long you've been playing as well. So for me, I've been playing quite a while. I know the differences in the sound, so I know what I might be interested in getting if I don't already have it. If you're starting out and you're a new guitarist, then my suggestion would be listen or watch your favorite players on YouTube or on DVD or whatever you've got, Blu-ray, and find out what guitar they're using. And you don't always have to get the most expensive one, of course, but get something along those lines. So if your favorite player is using a Strat and you really dig that sound, then it's a no-brainer to go get a Strat. If you do a bit of research and your favorite player is using an ES-335 and you really love that sound, then go down that track. Go down the track or the road that already motivates you to play. So if you aspire to have a certain type of sound early on, that's great. Tone and playing kind of go hand in hand. And what I mean by that is, if you're starting out, you should want to know how you'd like to sound on guitar. So find your favorite player, you know, copy as many licks as you can, but try to also get the tone. And, you know, if you buy a guitar that's completely different to the style of music that you're playing, it's pointless. So listen, look around, and find out what people that you like the sound of, find out what they were using. While most of their tone is in the hands and the amplifier, you'll find out if you get the right type of guitar to start with, makes learning a lot easier because you'll already have a reference point on how that guitar can sound at its best. So my suggestion is do your research, listen to some CDs, find out what it is that you like and why, and then aspire to grab that. The first guys that I listened to were Mark Knopfler, Eric Clapton at that time. I love those guys' tones. I mean, Mark Knopfler's tone's still awesome. I don't really like Clapton's Strat tone a whole lot. I know that's blasphemy for some people. I loved his 335 tone, so that sort of inspired me to go buy an ES-335 or a Dot Epiphone, you know, 335. So, yeah, listen, look around, and find out what you can get, and just basically follow the path of someone that's already got a sound established, and that will set the ball rolling. And from there, your tone will change and grow as you learn. Now, I've had so many people over the years ask me for lesson videos, and I absolutely thank everybody for that. It's one of those things that I've put off for quite some time because I didn't feel for quite a while that I was either patient enough to make those kind of videos or articulate enough to explain, you know, the lick in its entirety, you know, time and time again. But there's definitely a whole bunch of licks that I could definitely pass on to, you know, guitar players and blues players and all that kind of stuff. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try and have this done by the end of the year. So it's going to be about a 30-minute video of all pretty much the most common licks that I would play when it comes to blues, and then, you know, show you how to connect the dots a little bit and also show you some techniques like vibrato, which I feel, if anything, my vibrato is something that sort of stands out when I play comparing that to other players. It's one of the few things that, you know, that I spend a lot of time getting right, or to my ear anyway. Everyone's got a different way of playing it, but that's one thing that I'm going to pass along, as well as, you know, just some bluesy stuff, turnarounds, intro licks, all that kind of thing. So, you know, if you do have some suggestions or anything I can add to this video, please let me know. And hopefully by the end of the year of 2015, this will be done. And it'll either be available on YouTube or at intheblues.com.au. So yeah, it should be a lot of fun. I'll see how we go with this one. One of the newest questions I've been getting asked is regarding tone woods and my opinion on one guitar versus another and how they sound different, basically because of the wood. Now, we're going to disregard acoustic guitars, or maybe we should start there actually. So if two acoustic guitars are pretty much the same, they're made out of different wood, they're going to sound different. There's no doubt about that. With electric guitars or solid body guitars, you know, mostly like Strats and Tellies, if you have identical setups, identical pickups, identical wounds on the pickups, identical pots and wiring, all that kind of stuff, you're not going to hear a difference. Now, there will be a difference in the weight of the guitar, but I actually have two guitars that are pretty much the same. And if you're watching on YouTube right now, you'll be able to see that I have two Little Crow guitars. I have two of these. Both are identical in shape and size and all that kind of stuff. Setup, pickups, everything. They both have completely different wood. So I have a black one and this one, which is more of a brown or natural sort of oiled finish from Little Crow guitars. These have F-holes as well. So you'd think, you know, maybe there's a sustain difference between them. I'm going to do a blind test between this and my other one. Like I said, completely different bodies, completely different wood. Same shape though, same cutouts and everything. I can't hear a difference. They don't sound any different at all. So it's going to be an interesting test. So let me know what you think of the tone wood debate in the comments below if you are watching on YouTube. To me, I can't hear a difference, but that's just me. Now over to biggest regrets when it comes to music gear. Now for this one, I didn't even know where to start. There's a list of guitars I wish I hadn't sold. There's also a couple of amplifiers I wish I hadn't purchased, or I wish I hadn't sold them and then repurchased them. So anyway, I've made that mistake a couple of times where I've bought an amp, for example, a Fender Blues Deluxe, loved it, sold it for whatever reason, and then went and got another one. Makes no sense whatsoever. Another amp I wish I had have kept. I actually had one of those modern twins that actually had a drive channel and you could switch it down to 25 watts. I'd love to try that again. That's one amp that I don't know if I made the most out of it when I got it. But that said, I had a DeVille at the same time. And I think the DeVille Clean was much, much nicer. It was a 212, sounded beautiful, but you know, it was pretty heavy. I kind of wish I had have kept one of my Vox amps. That's one of those sounds that from time to time, the Vox tone's just cool. You know, I don't know how else to say it. Put a Tube Screamer on it and it's away and going. I love the sound of that. In terms of guitars, I don't really have as many regrets when it comes to selling guitars. I have sold a few. One that comes to mind would be the Tokai Les Paul that I picked up for a bargain. I got it from a secondhand shop. And at the time, I ended up getting a Gibson or something, so I sold the Tokai. Later found out that the Tokai was just, it played so much better, and that sucks. I really wish I had kept that. Another guitar I wish I had persisted with a little bit longer was my G&L Telecaster. It was one of those ASAT classic guitars. Now, I picked that up from a shop called The Guitar Attic in Daytona, Florida, and it's something I wish I had persisted with a little longer. Another regret of something I wish I could have bought at the time but didn't was, well, there's two guitars that really stick out in my mind. One I picked up recently was my Gold Top, the Les Paul. I also should have probably picked up the Sir Telecaster from Jerry's. It's fantastic. And I'm still thinking about that one. And also the Duesenberg guitar from him as well. That's Lefty's, man, beautiful. If you're already a member of the In The Blues forum, I'm absolutely looking for co-hosts that we can do a live show from time to time on air, maybe once a month to start with. Just chat about pedals, guitars, all that kind of stuff. Now, you don't necessarily need to know a lot about products and all that kind of stuff. We can just have a chat, you know, talk about whatever's going on the forum or, you know, around music gear at that particular point in time. So if you are interested in something like that, please let me know. My email address is intheblues@outlook.com. Just fire me an email with your Skype details and we'll have a chat. And if you sound half the way reasonable, then we can do it. I don't care where you're from, if you've got an accent or anything like that. Let's just get together and do it. We can host multiple Skype accounts on one computer too. So, you know, two or three people might be fun as well. And we can maybe get a few call-ins as well. It should be fun. So I'm looking at doing a few live streams at some point in 2015. I have all the stuff ready to go in terms of what I need to do to have it work. But I've never got it out when I do these podcasts. It's always a spur of the moment thing with me when I find time, when I'm kind of relaxed. And if it's cold, I'm just sitting here in my jacket, it's warm, and I just start talking. So yeah, thanks. If you are interested, please contact me. I think that would be super cool to have some more people on the show. So coming up on YouTube, I'll be testing out a whole lot of different microphones in different situations, whether it be for speaking or singing like this, the podcast, or whether or not, you know, you're recording guitar amplifiers, all that kind of stuff. So we're going to shoot out some different mics in different situations, combine microphones as well, maybe do some recording tutorials as well, and show you a little bit about how to record electric guitar, how to use some programs, all that kind of stuff, maybe some VST effects as well. We'll throw a bit of everything in and, you know, see what people like, and hopefully you like that. If anyone has any suggestions for a really cool desktop, you know, recorder, something that I can record the movement and my screen, basically, or a screen desktop capture tool, please let me know, and I'll definitely check out that. Ideally, I'd like it to be one of those ones I've seen where if you click on something, a little round circle comes up, or whatever color it is, something like that. I think that would make it a lot easier to follow than just having a white mouse sort of going across the screen, especially for, you know, YouTube videos. You want to be able to see more. So yeah, if you do have any suggestions, that would be awesome. Please let me know. And yeah, thanks again for listening today. This has been the In the Blues Tone podcast. It's a little bit of a short episode today. I had some spare time, so I thought I'd throw some ideas together. If you're watching on YouTube, thanks for watching. I absolutely appreciate that. Leave all your comments and questions below for future podcasts, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. I've actually given up caffeine this week. It's been the first week where I've had no caffeine, and it's from a diehard Pepsi Max man, and or Diet Coke, whatever, either. So yeah, it's been an interesting week. I'm getting through it. So fingers crossed, and hopefully I feel a little bit more energetic this time next podcast. So I'll speak to you soon. See ya.